Oh, yeah. Is this how we're starting it?
Yeah.
Welcome
back.
I mean, we're not going to do... Here, I'll pause this.
Yeah, just pause. Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of the Flycast.
Episode 85?
I think it might be 84. This episode, as always, is brought to you by Center in Corduroys.
Thank you so much to Center in Corduroys.
We got really something special today. Today's going to be something a little different. I'm sure, I don't know what it's showing on the screen.
Go ahead and talk your shit.
I don't know what it's, yeah.
You guys are Drake stans.
I'm sure the comments are going to be crazy.
You guys are just Drake stans.
Realistically, this is like something that I just wanted to do for a while. Like, yeah. Really sit down and get my list out the way.
Yeah. We don't necessarily have to, I don't know how long this is going to take.
We've
missed but today's going to be a top 10, our personal opinionated
personal
top
opinions.
10.
Our Drake favorite. Drake versus.
Is it favorite?
No, it's not
best?
Favorite. It's best. It's our opinion of his best.
Yes.
Because not favorite.
Okay. Because even when doing this, I was like, God, but there's like some that are my favorite.
Yeah.
Which are some of my honorable mentions, but it's like, I know they're not the best.
Yeah. That's kind of how I had some like that too.
But we're going to be doing that. We'll get into that, and I don't know how long that's going to take. But I guess we can talk a little bit before. It's been 2 weeks since
a Flycast. Yeah.
Since a Flycast. The people were complaining. They were wondering where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I don't know.
I got to explain.
Yeah, I think this might be a you thing.
Because
I was here both weeks.
There's so I don't know. These past 2 weeks, I've basically called off all content. Pages would text me, just like send me the call sheet, and then like I'll like ignore it for a day or two, and then I'll be like, I'm not gonna lie, like I'm not gonna come in. And like, I guess sort of, thankfully, I'm able to do that. I understand it's like a shitty thing, but to do, and like people will say, hey, we want a real fucking job, you can't do that type of shit. But unfortunately, but also fortunately, that this is my type of job. But the unfortunate part is that everything I do is on camera. And like I can't just like bang out some emails when I'm fucking depressed and super anxious, and how I was feeling these past few weeks. And I'm still, I feel like maybe now I'm at a point where I'm like getting over it a little bit. But I would say the past month, I just like started feeling down. I was just like, I think a lot of it has to do with not streaming, and then just feeling like my last few like IRL streams, I'm just like, God, like it's so, not so much work, but it's just not as easy as sitting down at a PC. And I'm like, God, but I don't want to play games. I have literally like no interest in playing games, and then I just haven't streamed in a while, and every time I take my phone out it's 108 degrees, and I like to go outside and just walk around and IRL stream there, but my phone overheats and it dies within 20 minutes. I tried recording like a kickball tournament or streaming a kickball match, my phone dies 15 minutes in, and it's just like, dude, this is so fucking so annoying. I could have maybe figured it out some way, but it wasn't easy. And then there's just complications, and I was just fucking annoyed about that. And so I kind of just stopped streaming for a few weeks, and I just feel down, and I have no momentum, and I start eating like shit. And it's the summertime, so people think I'm a goddamn fucking alcoholic, because every time I do a podcast, I'm like mentioning something about alcohol. But this summer, it definitely wasn't as bad as last summer. But I don't know, it's just what, I guess me and my girlfriend sort of like to do. She definitely doesn't drink as much as I do, but it's like we have found a lot of reasons to just like, oh, I had no content today, so let's go to the pool and drink. And then next thing I know, I'm like drinking a lot, and it's like I'm not being belligerent, I'm not out there embarrassing myself, but I'm drinking a lot for just like chilling by the pool. And at first it was like, I would only drink if I found a reason to. But then now it's like, it's summer, it's hot, it's like, fuck, I'm bored. I'm currently not streaming, so it's like, fuck it, let's just go to the pool. Let's go to her friend's house. Let's go to a bar. Then, like, birthdays have been popping up. So we'll, like, have a pool day, and then 2 days later is her birthday dinner, and then blah, blah, blah. So a lot of alcohol and shit has been drunk, and I haven't been streaming, and I just feel guilty about that. It's like hard for me to even enjoy going out or something if I haven't been on my shit with something else. The only thing I've been consistent with is working out. Even then, a little consistent, but I'm still getting in like at least like 3 to 4 hard workouts. And if anything, at least just like walking to the gym. So yeah, these, and I wouldn't even say, I don't even want to blame the alcohol or the fact that I'm not streaming, because I've done that. I've taken breaks plenty of times, but this one like felt, I don't know, I guess it would literally just be like the mental illness that like some people just don't get. And I don't know why I fell into this rut, but I just fell into a huge rut probably 3 weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago. And then it just felt like it kept getting worse and worse. Felt like nothing was helping. It didn't matter if I drank, if I was eating clean. Like I ate clean and worked out every day for a week, and I was just still down. I wanted to do absolutely nothing. Nothing interests me. I didn't want to watch a movie. I'm mindlessly scrolling through TikTok, and there was just, it was a feeling I haven't felt since probably 2020. And it was almost like a scary feeling, because that feeling popped back up of just this like anxiousness and depression. And like, I'm walking to the gym and I'm like nervous about going into the gym and just like scanning in to fucking just sign into the gym. And I might have to say hi, and what if they want a conversation? And it's like,
yeah,
I felt like a fucking madman. And I don't know, that's just what I was going through for a few weeks. And I was like, there's no way I could be on camera right now. Like, I feel super weird. My doctor, who I was getting medicine from, said she's not a specialist in that type of in that field. So she wanted me to go see someone else. And then I go to see someone else, or I schedule an appointment. Then they let me know the day before that they don't prescribe like anxiety or controlled substance or anything like it's not her thing. So they didn't want to take me either. And then my online thing was too expensive, and she wanted to make me to go get a urine test. And it was just like, so I had like no medicine to like help me, I guess, feel more comfortable in like these type of situations. So I just felt like I was just at home, just suffering. And then occasionally like going to the pool, drinking alcohol to like feel some sort of peace. Like, I felt so unpeaceful these last like 3 to 4 weeks. And a lot of it has to do with things I've brought on myself, such as not streaming, feeling like I'm not going after a goal, feeling like a fucking loser. And that catches up to you. Then I'm not treating my body right. And it all kind of hit me. It slowly crept up, but then it just hit me at once, and I just felt super depressed. Nothing but negative thoughts. Like, didn't want to do anything, didn't want to text anyone back, didn't want to hang out with anyone. I was just super depressed, super down. There's no way. I was just telling them there's no way. Like, I hadn't smiled or laughed in like weeks, and I was just in such a fucking rut that I haven't felt since like 2020. And then when I started getting in that feeling again, it was like, it makes you think this is how you're going to be for the rest of your life. Like, damn, I really am just this person. Forget about the last like 2 years or 2-3 years where I've like been feeling better. I have like good moments. I'm back. Fucking, it like feels good. Go to the gym, feel great. Go running, feel great. I was streaming super consistently and like felt super productive. And it's like, I forget about all of that. And I'm just like, God, this is the feeling. This is actually who I am.
Yeah.
This is how I'm going to be for life. I'm about to go back on my fucking antidepressants. And so I don't know. I got caught in a fucking wave of being miserable for 3-4 weeks, probably even longer than that. But then like for like 2-3 weeks, it was just bad. There's just no way I was coming in here and like trying to like be on an hour podcast and just feeling like super awkward and just like in a bad mood. And it's like someone gonna make a joke and I'm just Yeah. It's just like right. a weird fucking, like it's a weird, like I had no, there was, I was not going to like smile. I just felt like I couldn't fucking do it. So yeah, that's why we didn't do the FlyCast for 2 weeks in a row. We were planning on doing one of these.
Yeah.
For some time now, but
we were going to,
that's sort of where I've been at.
Yeah. I mean, you have some personal stuff going on or that went on as well that
yeah.
obviously contributed to everything. So you've just been going through it, but
yeah.
you're feeling better.
I am feeling better. Yeah. I mean, I'll even mention it. I had, me and Michelle had our like first argument mm-hmm. ever. Cause like, I don't argue like,
yeah,
I'm pretty much right. No, I'm just kidding. But I don't argue. It's like if something's bothering us, like I bring it up. We figure this. We like talk about it. We figure this shit out now.
It's not like an hour.
Or else it just fucks with me hard. I can't sleep. I can't like mm-hmm. And she's the type that's like, no, I'm going to go back to my apartment. Like, just think about it for a night and then let's talk tomorrow. And I'm like, no, there's no yeah, fucking way we're doing that. So yeah, we had like an argument and which is just fucking normal. And that was probably one of the biggest arguments I've ever been in. And it really fucked with me. And I think this is the first relationship I've been in that I'm willing to like fight for it.
Yeah.
So where I like, let's figure this out. Like,
yeah,
like I really enjoy this. So it's just like hella fucking emotions going on. It's like I was already in a bad place.
I was gonna say that's on top of
everything. I was already
in
a bad place, yeah. And then that happened. I'm just like, holy fuck! Like I felt just sick to my stomach for days.
Yeah.
Even when we fixed it and we're moving past it, it's not like anyone did anything. It was just a fucking
typical relationship stuff.
But even since we fixed it, it was just like weird to even go through that with like someone, you know, I guess you care about so much. And because usually in relationships, I'll just be like, all right, like kind of, I mean, it would definitely stress me out, but I used to just like take some Addies, some Xanax, and like, I'll go play video games and like you go home and cry and fucking think about it. And I'll be here fucking.
That's
so yeah, this is, I don't know, man, I'm like, I think I'm just being an adult about the situation, but it was a new feeling for me to like really care and like want the situation to be resolved and want the relationship to work out and blah blah blah. And I don't know, it's the first time I just felt like I was like fighting for it, like I like, let's figure this out. And like, she's head over heels for me as well, so it just like makes things super difficult. But that happened while I was already feeling as down as I could, and then I just hit fucking rock bottom and I was just fucking sobbing, like felt like I was about to lose my little family of like the dogs and her.
Yeah,
but it was like, it was a new fucking feeling for me, and I was like, god, I'm getting old. Like I'm literally looking at it like I'm about to lose my little family.
And Paige texts you like, be FlyCast tomorrow.
Yeah. FlyCast tomorrow. And I'm just like, I'm not coming.
And I'm just texting you, make sure your Drake verses are ready.
And I'm just like, dude, I can't. It was already bad enough. And then to add something like that, which we're perfectly fine right now and everything's great. And it wasn't even a,
it was just a fight.
It's nothing. Yeah, it was just a fight. And
everybody,
I was in a mood where I was going to fight back. And instead of like being the typical understanding and let me hear my side, I was just like, shut the fuck. Like, you're a fucking idiot. Why the fuck would you? I was like, and I don't do that, but
yeah,
figured it out. But yeah, it was a rough fucking, a rough few weeks. But I think we're past all that. I know what I need to do. And yeah, I think this week is a little bit of a start. All the birthdays are over with, so mm-hmm. I'm gonna get away from drinking for a long time, for at least a while.
Yeah,
get back on my health grind. I have been working out. I'm strong as I'm the strongest I've ever been by far right now.
Really?
Yeah. But I've been doing my thing with that. That's the only thing I've been consistent with. But yeah, I've been it was hell for a month, and I think I'm finally like crawling out of my that hell hole.
Yeah.
What you been up to?
Well, you know, same shit.
Bro, you told me, or I mean, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but I feel like you were feeling not the best.
Over the past like 2 months, like this has been a bunch of, I don't know, like you have like a very severe case of like general anxiety. It's just like I don't know, like it affects your like day to day. And I have it as well, but it feels like over the past 2 months it's gotten really, really bad, or it was really, really bad where it felt like there was like a weight on my chest and my eye started twitching. Has your eye ever twitched?
Yeah.
My eye has been twitching for like a month and a half.
Mm-hmm. In rehab, my eye twitched nonstop.
Really? Yeah. So my eye's been doing that, and it's been like weird, like health and like just thinking about like health problems and like family and stuff like that. And it got to a point where every time I would lay down and go to bed, I couldn't relax my muscles. And like my jaw was very clenched and my neck muscles were always strained. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I had this huge weight on my chest. One time I went home to go to like the soccer tournament thing. And I ended up visiting my mom, and Alexis and I went and visited. And at one point I was laying down and I was so tense that I couldn't, every muscle in my body was like tense and I couldn't relax. And ever since that moment, like I felt like I think it like comes back like every other night. And it was getting to a point where I wasn't able to sleep. And so I was just like, I need to.
But it wasn't like you're about to have like an anxiety attack, your heart might explode, your heart's beating super fast. It wasn't anything like that. It was just like
the first spot. That one time it was. I think I've only had an anxiety attack once, but that one felt like it was like some shit was coming. And then also like it's off season. I'm in off season mode right now. And so like everything is a stress, like trying to get the auctions and the prize pool and the flights for the players here and selling tickets. Guys, please buy tickets to the off season. Please, 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 please. But yeah, the buying tickets or selling tickets and selling smash passes and, you know, trying to break even on this event is very, very difficult. And so that's another stress on top of everything. And then, you know, just general, TST stresses. I mean, our streaming's been kind of slow lately, and we're trying to push past that. And so just everything is just kind of like in a weird spot. And so I've just been like mad anxious, but I actually talked to somebody for the first time probably since like I was 18, and got something. So got like a one a day daily medication.
Is it like a SSRI, like a antidepressant sort of thing?
I think so. Yeah, it's like a.
Can you say the name of it?
I can't remember the name. Yeah. I would.
All the names are fucking weird.
They're all weird, but it's not. It wasn't anything I'd ever heard of before, and it's not like a. It's like a one a day. He said it takes like 3 weeks, and then
yeah, it sounds like a SSRI.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, you texted me about that, and I think SSRIs are really good for, like, I think you should take this if you need it. And then in 3 to 6 months, if you're like, all right, I'm feeling pretty, like, try to get off of it. Because when I first started taking it, it was after my dad passed away. And then next thing I knew, I was on it for 12 years.
Yeah.
So
I think I took some after my dad passed away too.
And I just like never got off. I never felt comfortable. So I guess just like a warning of like, just don't get stuck on it.
Yeah.
Unless you like really need it, I would just try to stay away from them if I can.
It definitely was.
Right now I take things just as needed, and my shit is more like, it used to be just like generalized anxiety where I would just like have these weird, crazy thoughts and overthink anything. And I'm in my bedroom and I could have damn near a panic attack. But then now it has gone from me just sitting in my bed having a panic attack to where now it's just only my bed is the only sort of safe, my safe space now. And it's like going out or socializing. My social anxiety has fucking skyrocketed recently.
Dude, you want to hear?
And I don't really know why, but it has, and I fucking hate it. So I only take things like as needed.
Yeah. It was, I normally wouldn't, because I didn't think, you know, I'll have like general like anxiety, but it's just like, I think that's just like normal. But like what, over the past 2 months, like it's like, I haven't been able to sleep and I was tired. I mean, dude, go look at the mean tweets video, dog. I didn't sleep at all before that. And it was cause I was sitting in my bed and like my back was so tense and my neck was so tense that I like couldn't fucking sleep. And then, dude, I looked like a zombie in that video. Like, really? I looked like a zombie.
I'm pissed about that video. There was someone commented something about like me and Bose being lazy.
Yeah.
And I like responded and then like went on to the next one. And then I was like, actually, fuck that. Go back to that last one. And then I like re-responded to it.
And they
didn't put that part in. And I felt like it was such a better answer and it was funny. And but yeah, I was pissed about that.
And do you want to hear how bad like I was overthinking? Because like I overthink to an absurd level. Yeah. Like, dude, and so everybody goes, all of our friends go to Nade's wedding, and because they're all best friends with him, but like, obviously that was a little before our time, or maybe before my time for sure. So like, I'm friends with Nate. I just don't know him that well. But then he tweets something like, we're getting hitched today. And it's a picture of him and his girl. And he tagged me in the photo. It's just a picture of him and his now wife. Mm. And he tagged me in the photo. And I just thought it was, and he was obviously just making a joke.
Yeah.
Getting hitched today, tagging hitch.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, I overthought about that for like 6 hours. I was like, why did he do that? I was like, is it like Seth and Bose and Hector are there? Like, is this a joke? Or like, it's like an inside joke, maybe?
They're
like,
all laughing. They're sitting there in a circle laughing at you.
And then Alexis was like, no, he's just making like a joke. And I was like, but like, I don't know Nade like that well. Like, I don't know him that. And I was like, maybe he thinks I know him that well. Maybe are we better friends than I thought? Dog,
am I fucked up for like not trying to?
Should I send him a card? Should I get him a wedding gift? Dog, I was going so far down the rabbit hole to the point where I was like, dude, wait, does Nate really like me? Wait, is he laughing at me? It's like, dude, it was really bad. Lex was like, you need chill.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah, I think something's going on.
Yeah,
some shit's going on with me.
Yeah.
It was so bad. And like,
bro, that's I'll do that with thoughts about Michelle. If she like, she went to dinner with one of her like girlfriends. And yeah. I'm just like, I saw like a picture of flowers, but it's like her like best friend just like brought her flowers for Michelle's birthday. And I'm like, I'm thinking the worst. Like,
right.
They are not at fucking dinner. And I'm just. I'll overthink in situations like that. Fucking bad.
Yeah. It's
so then what? You find out it was all just your name's Hitch.
Yeah, my name's Hitch, and he's getting married. That's it. Yeah. That's the basis of everything.
Do you like wake up with it, or like when's the worst time for your anxiety?
The second I go to bed and the second I wake up are the worst.
Really?
Because when I wake up, I know I'm gonna have 50 notifications. Like it's because I'm in like. Between like TST and then like the events team and the content team and Optic General, like, and you know, obviously like Twitter and stuff, and especially with the off season going on right now, dude, my notifications are like between Discord, text, Slack, Twitter, like, cause Twitter DMs is where I do a lot of like my communication, dude. It's like I wake up and it's immediate working. And it's fucking stressful.
So what do you do to calm it? Or do you have to just immediately get up and start handling this shit to like get rid of your anxiety?
I have to immediately start doing it.
Like, are you like anxious about like coming in here and doing content?
No, once I start, I'm fine.
Yeah.
So like the midday,
yours is not really about like content or anything.
Mine is about
or like being around people or
mine is about it's always about other people. It's about me letting other people down, and it's about other people around me dying. Those are my two biggest ones. Because I don't have death anxiety for me.
Yeah.
But I really care that, like, no one around me dies. Yeah. It's weird. And then also, if I'm working really hard for something, I love the grind to work hard for something, but if I'm doing it for someone else and then I let that person down, that crushes me. Yeah. Like puts me out,
mm-hmm.
which is like, and it's funny how like the people closest to me like know that. Like if Raj ever has to like tell me something that's like I've been fucking up on, he has to like prep himself to tell me so I don't freak out.
Yeah.
It's so funny. He's like, yo, it's not that big of a deal, but, and I'm like, fuck, what did I do? You know what I
it's
mean?
It's not that big of a deal, but you fucked up really motherfucking hard with this. And now you're going to freak the fuck out.
I've almost like stopped. Like I've told Hector a couple times because I was just like, dude, like my title and stuff, like let's just, like, if I don't have the title, I can't let anybody down. But like, I'll still do all the work, but like, just get rid of the title.
Really?
And, like, stop paying me. That's like, it's almost been that extreme many times where I was like, I'll just be a content creator, but like, I'll still come in and shit. But like, no expectations.
Has it gotten better?
Yeah.
Recently?
Were
you at like a scary point where it's like, I have to do something about this? Like I can't live like this.
General, anymore. Like my anxiety?
Go to a doctor and figure something out.
That's why I had to go to the doctor. Like, especially because like, I think that's why I had like such bad hemorrhoids like 2 months ago.
Really?
It's because of stress. Yeah.
Damn.
And luckily we back, baby. Butthole looking nice, chat.
Hemorrhoids chat? Fucking suck. Chat. It's the second time.
I've done that.
We did a video earlier and Hitch was trying to get everyone in the lobby.
And I said, goes, chat.
All right, yo, chat. Everyone join. And then he just stops.
I was like, what is wrong with? Oh my God.
All right. Should we get into some more?
Let's get into
that's
it.
That's the
update.
Yeah, that's the update. The 2 week missed update. That's where me and Hitch and Stan Hitch this. That's where me and Hitch stand mentally, and yeah. It's only up from here. Back to our weekly flycast, but today we have a special one. We're gonna be going through our top 10 Drake verses, like I already said. Do we want to? What's funny is yours is in your stupid fucking notebook.
Don't call my notebook
which
stupid.
You've always had.
Don't
these
call
little,
my notebook stupid.
Zoom in on his notebook.
Don't zoom
even
in on
I
notebook.
Don't think they can zoom in on the notebook, but he has a little baby notebook. I have my phone like a normal person. And are we going to? It kind of makes me nervous because How'd you come up with your selection? I'll tell you how I did mine. First off, I went through every single album. Any song that I was like, there's potential there, I put it on a list. It came out.
I have to change one.
It came out to about 20 different songs. And then from those songs, I had to pick which ones to go in top 10 and then which ones out of those top 10 are in what order. It was fucking difficult. I didn't rush it. But I know if I sat in a room for 24 hours and really and took 90 mg's, I would really dice this thing down and get it perfect.
It's so hard.
But unfortunately, I don't have that luxury. So I just fucking got this together. I found 10, but then there's 11 and 12, which it doesn't make
sense. All right, give me your 11 and 12. Let's do my our 11, honorable mentions first.
My 11, I'll just go with 11.
Okay.
Because my 11 is something no one would expect to be on here, but it just when I hear it, and I think there's been memories.
Why don't never come to where I stand?
Something like that.
It's one of those. There,
yeah, it gives me memories. It makes me shout the lyrics, though he's not fucking bar.
He's
for
not barring up. Play it. What is it? Okay.
I was like.
Suitcase. I've been living out of suitcase. I mean, he goes hard in this.
But it's the second verse. Can you turn that up a little?
Just the speakers.
I wanted to. I was thinking about putting this, but it's like he's not spitting bars like that. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. But like, even starting with this,
this might be my second favorite album. Actually, it is my second favorite. Ain't no telling.
Ain't like, it's a little slow.
It is slow.
But something about it just...
Well, this part is not slow. Oh. Ripping and watching this. If it's impossible. Yeah, that part? Oh, okay.
I want to rap with it, but it's so quiet.
I got to keep watching for oppas because anything's possible. Yeah.
Okay.
There's no code of ethics out here. Anyone will take shots at you. Yeah.
Facts.
Facts.
Take what I got. Let's be logical. Yeah. You said they get me though. European, my vehicle. How much it hit me for? Ain't no telling.
Yeah, it's just like, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. It's just chill.
Please do not speak to me like I'm that Drake from 4 years ago. I'm at a higher place. Heads on my fireplace. Oh my.
Now, if you're in your car and you have this blast,
yeah.
Just, I'm not getting the effects from these baby speakers, but
okay, so
it's like the beat, just some of the stuff he says. But I'm like, this is one of my. I'll click on this song, I'll click on that song, go halfway through or to this,
yeah,
just the second verse, play it, get hype as shit, and then turn it off. But I'm like, that doesn't qualify as best Drake verses.
All right, I got five honorable mentions. Drake's verse off of Amen. We don't have to play it. But you know that song Amen by Meek Mill? Yeah. Dope so much it
came with a boat. Really?
It's just like, and I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. Anyway, this is just an honorable mention.
Yeah. I did not listen to this.
It's just a
There's
good
so
song.
Many features. There's so many features I probably didn't listen to because there's
a lot
so
of
much
features.
All of his albums.
How many features do you have?
I don't even know if I have one.
I only have one. Okay,
right,
so that
into...
you can pause it now. Okay, then so I have no stylist on there. I have the only you freestyle.
I do have one.
I have the only you freestyle on my honorable mentions, which is the Don't Make Me Have to Drive By High Schools.
Yeah.
All that shit. Stay Scheming, I have on my honorable mentions.
Damn. Yeah, I was thinking about putting that. Wait, I didn't, did I?
No. I was like, you don't have Stay Scheming on your top 10? Really?
People might get cooked for that.
People are going to cook you. People are going to cook me. Dude, okay. And this was on my top 10 until 5 seconds ago, but 7 a.m. on Bridal Path is an honorable mention for me.
Okay.
It was on my top 10, but okay. It's not anymore.
Yeah, another honorable mention I have is Seeing Green. It's
Wait, don't play it yet. Just in case. Yeah, just in case it's somewhere else. Just in case we play it later.
All right, should we just start my number 10?
Yeah, number 10. Oh! On my honorable mentions.
The Only You, Drake. And we won't play it all. We'll just...
Yeah, we won't play it all. Because some of these, like the AMP...
click in a little bit.
The AMPN series is like, there's no hook.
This is so different. But god damn, he has his flow, the bars,
dude, his flow at the end is like insane.
It's a different style.
Like Hamza.
Making
Hamza. Heady One also goes insane on this. One in the clip and one in the heady.
Hold that steady.
Hezzy.
See, I don't even listen to this song like that. But like,
it's so good.
Like, I'm never in my car listening to this.
You know?
But I just know it's fucking insane.
I'll bring it up sometimes. And this in War?
Yeah. Damn, I might have forgot about War.
There's really not like... It's more of like a vibe rather than like bars. What?
1942 hits my system, man, get way too frosty, buzzy. Girls from the past that lost me, love me. Same ones there that crossed me, cuss me. Everything come full circle, word to the boss above me.
I mean, that's crazy.
Soaking cause the Bamski way too big, my gal, don't rush me. Don't make me have to rise my rifle. Man, try sense to fly my iTunes. So much people buy into my hype. Don't make me have to buy my hype too. Dealt with a big homie
already. I mean, that's insane.
Don't make me have to drive by high school.
That's good.
Amnesia, but when I remind you, like even at the end, he just fucking spazzes.
I remind you, I'm touching road and I can't find you. Word to the MOB, I'm tied to. I'm giving up when I decide to.
Wait, keep playing. And then he goes, huh? Anyone goes, huh? All right.
That was my number.
That's good. That was on my honorable mentions.
That was my number 10.
My number 10 is the second half of Diplomatic Immunity. Did you know that was coming?
See, like some of these, I feel like I forgot about.
Yeah, just started from like right there.
Dirty 30, working on me. Tired of women that may tag me in pictures. Airing my dirty laundry.
I forgot about this.
This song is crazy.
Bro, I think I was searching, trying to. I just, like, there's something I'm missing.
This song?
I think this is it.
This song came out whenever I was beefing with Infinite.
Yeah.
It was like, it was made for me. This song is made for me. 2017, I lost to J-Lo. But because at one point at the end of this, he like goes in at like on like Joe Budden.
And you're like,
and I was like, I feel you, Drake.
Yeah.
Black excellence, but I guess when it comes to me,
it's not the same though. All goody. That just pushed me to do the thing. Nah, this, cause this came out, this was a double EP or a double single
with Rick Ross.
Oh, this
was it, or was it,
wait, hit space bar. The next bar. So this was a double single. It came out with God's Plan. So like everybody was listening to God's Plan.
Yeah.
And then like I'm listening to this shit. Wait, hold on. Play the next like two bars.
But in careers, turn to sit around and talk about other careers.
Judging their peers.
Knowledge from niggas who did not contribute to none of this here. Cover
my ears. My security's government here. That shit goes so crazy.
Yeah. All right. No, that was a good one.
Number nine.
Damn, you won round one. This is a versus.
It's a versus?
I mean, we're going to have some that are just probably going to be the same.
Yeah.
Number nine, which no one's going to expect.
Oh, shit. I wonder if my number one is even on your list. Dog, do I even know this song? Oh. Okay. Dude, I haven't heard this. I did not go this far back.
Yeah. See, I come from this far back. Back in Hagerstown, Maryland, I was listening to this.
That's
shit.
That comeback flow. Comeback
this,
flow.
Yeah, this is off Drake. Before Drake released So Far Gone, this is comeback season. This is one of the songs on there.
Mr. Big Dreams, no tolerance.
Cut you out the house and have a holiday.
I used to listen to this shit.
Quickly. He stayed grown, so the PA trone had to get pulled quickly. I can't stop a girl, but I can't. Cause I need something to balance out the fact that it's hard to find a woman when you're talented and black. Facts.
Facts. That's what I've always said.
Gunshot for the young yacht owner. Then there's one top loner.
Dog, you used to say that in the scuff house? Oh, that's fucking... What is that from? Gunshot from the young yacht owner. What is...
I mean, he says it in this song, but it's from something else, I think.
Yeah, I thought he was a reference to something.
Probably is.
I've been Urkel for some years. This better be in Jaleel. No, I rock, lean, snap. This better be.
I need to listen to this
again.
This
better driving the letter B in the wheel seat back. Light saying tank on E. I got the drink on me. You better bank on me to be the one and only gamer that you ain't gonna see in the club with a mouse. Smelling drinks on me.
Dude, like, was he?
I'ma spare y'all. Why you wanna judge me? I don't ever compare y'all. The city is mine. I know it because I'm there, y'all. Trying to prepare y'all. I'ma meet a lot of women. I'ma do a lot of shopping. Really, no other option. just to make it back. I don't take it back.
Dog, I didn't realize
Drake is whack or checking my availability just to make a track. I'm sorry.
He doesn't stop.
I know it put you through it.
Is there a hook?
And I just want you to sit around with your friends at the dinner table and say my baby's famous and I knew it. And there wasn't none to it.
I can't believe you know lyrics so well. I don't even know lyrics to like a lot of these.
I listen to this song a lot.
Really?
Yeah, that was I feel like that song, that's another one where I'm like, I don't know if the bars are there like that,
but it's more so like the
feeling of a song.
That one
the
goes.
Lyrics mean something. It's not just like random rhyming. This was, I think he made this in 2007.
What the fuck?
Like this Comeback Season came out in like 2007. Then So Far Gone came out in like 2009. I was like, I have to put, it's one of my, this is my favorite track from like this era of Drake, aka his first shit ever.
Was it?
And he was dropping shit like this and it's just so good.
Got rich off a mixtape.
That's my number nine. It's called Closer to Your Dreams or Closer to My Dreams.
All right. My number nine is probably my newest song on here.
It's going to take a minute.
It's going to take a minute. Yeah. Seeing Green. Seeing the last verse of Seeing Green is definitely the newest verse that I have.
Yeah. This was one of my like honorable mentions
2 years ago.
But I was just, see, like, I hear this song compared to what I just played. I'm like, this is more bars and shit, but it's like,
yeah, it's the last
just personally
last verse.
For me.
Left. Right here. Okay, pause it real quick. Okay. So he starts the verse with a triple entendre. So anytime I love like double meanings and entendres, and especially like a triple entendre is crazy. So he says, he said, it's going to be the first time that I do numbers on two crutches. At the time he had broken his leg. And so that's why he couldn't release his album. Like COB is because he couldn't go on tour or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he was on crutches. And then he also, is doing a song with Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne, which he says those are his crutches, because like they can't make a bad album, they can't make a bad song together. And then also he was on Degrassi where he was in a wheelchair, and so it's boom, like not he hasn't even rhymed yet, and it's a fucking triple entendre, and so like that's what put it
his
over the top
sentence.
For me. All right, you can play it. But at the end of this verse, it's just none of this shit's a mirage. None of this shit's a facade. Like, bam, bam, bam. Sometimes, like, when rappers get on that flow of just like, bam, bam, it doesn't necessarily have to be like too crazy, but. It's gonna be the first time that I do numbers on two crutches. See more plaques than toothbrushes. Pearly white plaque. So they don't prove nothing.
You catch that shit so much more often. Like the plaque, toothbrushes.
Like schemes and stuff? Yeah. I love that. 48 minutes on the torn meniscus. Who's subbing? El Chico Luxury. That shit goes crazy.
And he did.
Oliver. Like a slice of pizza. That's when I had to hit her with the nice to meet ya. That shit goes crazy. I grew up. The ice is free, I want the Jesus. I'm already known as a goat. I'm already packed the garage. None of these shits is a dodge. None of this shit's a facade. None of this shit's a mirage. Thought I was seeing things when I was seeing green. 6GOD. Nah, he goes crazy
I definitely thought about putting that on.
He goes crazy on that. That's a nutty verse. I'm glad I put that in.
My number eight.
Your number.
We're taking it back again.
We're gonna start getting Oh shit, we still haven't had a duplicate yet.
It's gonna be light up. I think
you do love comeback season. Thank me later.
Maybe skip like 20 seconds in.
I don't know how much.
Just keep skipping, like.
I've been up for 4 days, getting money both ways, dirty and clean. I use a glass of cold space, Rolex to chauffeurs. I keep thinking, how young can you die from old age?
Working as hard as you, a lot, man, it's probably true. I'm just here making all the music that they party to.
That shit goes so hard. Dog, I'm so excited to see what our first duplicate is.
Need a meaning campfire. I just want to tell the truth before one of these haters load a couple shells and shoot.
Actually, there's
the
no way.
Feel like when Fred Rostar was at Sunset Park stunting hard and his yellow goose. But a target nonetheless, and I just started. Can't be. They must be talking to themselves, hold hands free. Yeah, and I'm just filling up this daily planner, getting busy because I'm a star, no spangled banner. Jealous dudes get to talking in their music, and I just say I wrote it for your girlfriend, Kelsey Grammer.
He brought that rhyme scheme so far back.
Don't let this town ruin you. Just know that she gonna tell another gamer when she's through with you.
I used to tweet that back in like 2014.
Did you tweet gamer?
Hopefully.
Promise that all you give you me, the real me.
So I had to bring
Drake
it back
featuring
again.
Drake shit.
And then Jay-Z comes on, goes crazy. But yeah, I remember hearing this. When did this come out? 2010?
Yeah, probably 2009, 2010.
But yeah, had to bring it back. And what was that number?
That was number 8.
And number 8.
What is your number 8?
Okay, we're gonna have to only listen to a little bit of it because it's such a long song. But my number 8 is the first verse of Tuscan.
The greatest, isn't this? Is this the
greatest?
This is the intro, the
greatest,
right?
Intro.
Greatest intro of rap history.
It's a 6-minute song. So, yeah, I would maybe just go to like 2 minutes. I mean, dog.
This is an intro.
This is an intro.
Paperwork taking too long. Maybe they don't understand me. I compromise if I have to. I gotta stay with the family.
Not even talking to Nikki. Communication is breaking.
I dropped the ball on some personal shit. I need to embrace it. I know. I make
mistakes. I need a second to a minute.
Think that's why I need it in my life. Check me when I'm tripping on a mission trying to shift the culture. Tell me who dissing. I got some things that I hit the culprit. Them strep throat flows, some shit to stop all of the talking. All of the talking. Got one reply for all of your comments. Fuck what you think. I'm too busy. That's why you leave a message.
He's got one reply for all of your comments. Fuck what you think.
AB, I heard the CD. You get an E for effort. I piece letters together and
get to talking reckless. I'll change. You know
you see the necklace. My life's a completed checklist. My life's a completed checklist. And then he says, we'll see who's around a
decade
from
now.
That was 10 years ago. Okay, yeah.
It's fucking him.
You can stop it. So it's just 6 minutes. I mean, it's literally 6 minutes of bars.
This podcast is brought to you by Center CBD Sparkling Drink. You know what it is at this point. Center offers all natural hemp-derived CBD beverages with premium ingredients to help you find clarity and focus in everyday life. Products include CBD sparkling waters like this one right here. They also got ready to mix CBD powders. Some got electrolytes, some GABA, ashwagandha, good for recovery. Some's good for mental clarity. One's relaxed to wind down at nighttime. Whatever you're into, whatever your specific needs, it's got what you need. Center is perfect for any time of day and focus on providing healthy ways to relax, focus, and find clarity. You take a sip, take a moment, and find your center. Back to the podcast. I have another.
That's my eight. Is that a duplicate? You don't have Tuscan on yours? Holy shit. Are you for the resist? This is still not a duplicate. I don't have this on mine.
Wait, okay. Dude, play this and then I got to piss.
This shit goes fucking crazy.
How'd it go back again?
Yesterday when we were getting high, you were invited.
I wish I had the lyrics up.
You would have liked it. I know it.
We should look up like lyric videos when we do this.
Yeah, right.
Kiss the past goodbye, but you were excited. There's no way to fight it.
See, I was.
Should I spend a weekend in Vegas? I'm living inside the moment, not taking pictures to save it. My memories never.
See, like
faded.
When people are like, Drake's overrated, or like, you guys just like Drake, like you weren't listening to this shit.
Yeah, like
we were listening to this shit. I'm on some martyr shit.
Like Drake does.
Shit.
Drake doesn't write his own lyrics. Songwriters, number one, Drake. Number two, Boy Wonder, a beat maker, who obviously, like, if you're just in the studio and you say something that would be good to be in the song, you get counted as a. It's nothing but Drake and then three of his fucking producers. Like, they're not writing fucking lyrics. He's writing all this, you fucking idiots.
What am I afraid of?
This is supposed to be what dreams are made of. But people I'm heading on
a hang with always look at me and say the same shit.
I actually, the verse two is what I was gonna just play, but we'll wait for verse two.
You promised me you would never change. Am I wrong for making light of my situation? Clap on when 40 got some shit for me to snap on. Now that I'm on, I don't really want to worry about getting back on. I'm just trying to stay on, get my buffet on. I heard they just moved my grandmother to a nursing home. And I be acting like I don't know how to work a phone. But hit redial, you'll see that I just called some chick I met at the mall that I barely know at all. Plus this woman that I mess with unprotected. Texted saying she wish I would have kept it. The one that I'm laying to looked over and read it. Man, I couldn't tell you where the fuck my head is. I'm holding by on a thread. It's like I'm high right now. Like, what the fuck?
Holy shit.
Surprise right now. Because we just having the time of our life.
What am I afraid?
This woman that I mess with unprotected texted saying she wished she would have kept it. The one I'm laying next to just looked over and read it. Man, I couldn't tell you where the fuck my head is. I'm holding on by a thread. It's like I'm high right now.
All right.
Your number
so
seven.
this is where the streak ends for sure. Yeah. But that's very impressive that we went what 3, 6, 7 songs, not having a duplicate, but my number 7 is indeed 6 p.m. in New York. So
wait. It's gotta be on mine, right?
It has to be on yours.
Should I say where that's at for me?
Nah, just save it, I would say. But we can just listen.
It's my next one.
Is
it's
it really?
My 6, yeah.
Yeah, just that one. That one's good. Yeah.
Tiger diss.
Yeah, I forgot it was a Tiger. Well, actually, I didn't forget. Yeah, we can just listen to a little bit of it, but.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta love it.
He just spazzes the entire time.
Oh, he's rise above it.
My last album cover.
I'll do it.
I told Wanda send me something and I got it covered.
Yeah.
Somehow I always rise above it. Why you think I got my head in the clouds on my last album cover? Little Wayne could not have found him a better successor. Every shot you see him taking me, they're all contested. Allen Iverson shooting all these niggas all in question.
Last night I went to sleep wanting more.
I wish we were in like a professional studio with headphones on and fucking. It's like it's hard. I want to get into it and like rap it loud, but it's like we have little speakers. It's quiet in here.
Nah,
like
it's yeah, that would be.
This is the.
They're gonna keep it inside. You tried it, so tried. It's calling my name on the world stage. You need to act your age and not your girl's age.
It gets worse by the annual. My career is like a how-to manual, so I guess it's understandable,
man. What the fuck? What? I know rappers that call paparazzi to come and get them.
Show their outfits off, guess they need the attention. I remember when it used to be music that did it. But then again, times have changed.
I meant I'd rather give 15% of the people I fuck with.
But here we are. Yeah.
They scream out my failures and whisper my... That's an Instagram caption.
Bitter women, I'm overtaxing the PMS and crazy this year. Fucking with my image, I've been trying to reach to you so I can save this year. Fuck it, I guess I gotta wait till next year. And I heard someone say something that stuck with me a lot about how we need protection from those protecting the block. Nobody looking out for nobody. Maybe we should try and help somebody or be somebody instead of being somebody that makes the news so everybody can tweet about it. And then they start the RP about it. 4 weeks later, nobody even speaks about it.
I just had to say my piece about it, dude. It's like,
showing out in public, that's the hottest subject.
I've been whipping Mercedes. Just on the ass,
like, just bars.
America,
bars.
Part of my heritage, part of my arrogance, part of my arrogance. That's that comeback, comeback from when I started to prepare. But a girl so ass, partly embarrassing.
And it kind of is.
Your content so aggressive lately, what's irking you? Shit is getting personal in your verses too. I want to prove that I'm number one over all these niggas.
Being number two is just being the first to lose.
Dude. See, I didn't have this. I had Bridal Path on mine instead of 6 p.m. in New York. And then I listened to 6 p.m. in New York on the way here, and I had to change it. You acting like the throne should be the three of y'all?
Best I ever had seems like a decade ago. Decadent flow, and I still got a decade to go. Oh, please, take it easy. Where's the love and the peace? Why you rapping like you come from the streets?
I got a backyard, but it seems to come from the trees.
Get some blood on my leaves, man.
Kanye.
I cooked the beef well done on a double cheese. Shit, you probably flinch if somebody sneezed. Like it's just 40 Ollie and me. Cutting all
loose ends, I be the barber for free. I'm almost 4 minutes going off in a beat. Feel like I'm in the Malibu that had to call on the seas, man. Oh, you gotta love it.
Let it play out. And on top of that, it's getting harder to eat. Rappers downgrading houses, putting cars on a lease, and think the label said they had a problem marketing me. What the fuck?
Oh, you gotta love it. That shit. So, first of all, his AMPM series is the coolest shit in rap.
Yeah.
It's the coolest shit in hip hop for me. I know your girl well. Yeah, you can just pause it. But like, I went back and listened to all of the AMPM series because I was like, I don't want to just have every timestamp song on this top 10.
Yeah.
So I only have two.
Yeah.
I only have two timestamps.
I have two as well.
But all of them are incredible. There is not one that's like, that one's kind of a skip. Mm. Like at first I was like, I hadn't listened to Calabasas in a while. So I was like, maybe like, and I went back and listened to it and I was like, this one might be on it too.
Yeah.
Like all of them.
Yeah. There's literally what, 5 or 6 of them and they could all be
like,
on
all
it.
Of them. And then like Bridal Path was like the newest one and it was a Kanye diss. And so I was like, you know, maybe it was just because of the times or something, but dog, the way he comes out on that one too, it's.
Yeah, I would have to listen to that again.
I mean,
Bridal Path, when I think of all of them, that's definitely what was it called? What's the
7 a.m.
on Bridal Path?
5 a.m. or 7 a.m. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely what
I
listened to.
Can you click on
least.
It real quick? Just to hear the very intro. It's the top right.
Right.
7 a.m. on Bridal Path right there. Just listen to the first like 5 bars. Talk. I mean. Look, I wish everyone could tell me exactly what they need from me. The first second they speak to me, I'm not with all the secrecy secretly beefing me behind closed doors, but playing it peacefully for the streets to see my nigga have some decency. That's how we started.
All right, you can stop it. You can stop it.
But yeah, every single one of his timestamp songs are insane.
All right, and I'm going to keep it in the same.
I thought you said your next one was. Oh, is your next one 9 a.m.
Let's see. You did 6 p.m. in New York. My number 6 was 6 p.m. in New York.
So wait, I haven't done my number 6 yet.
Okay. So we just
wait.
We'll just do your number 6?
Wait, so what?
This would have been my number five.
No, I haven't done my number six.
Okay.
All
right, well, since...
Wait, what was your number six?
6 p.m. in New York.
What was your number seven?
The Resistance.
Okay. So we're caught up. Sorry. I thought. Okay. So
I'm playing my number five.
Okay. So then I'll play my
number. What was your number six?
My number
six. Wait, no, don't say it then. Or do you just want to play your number six?
I'll do my number six since your number six was 6 p.m.
Yeah.
So my number six.
All right. So your number six.
My number six is 5 a.m. in Toronto.
Oh my God.
Is that what your number five? Are we doing the same shit?
No. My. You'll see. Of course, we knew when we said we were doing top 10 Drake versus, this was going to be in. We didn't know when, where, why, how.
Yeah.
Didn't know what number it'd come in, but this is just one of those. We don't have to rap with it. We don't have to say anything. You just play it and it just makes sense. This took over. The video's dope as fuck.
To come out and the first thing you say is you underestimated greatly. Like, just so you know,
we probably never lose a single rapper.
That's because I'm headed to the bank, gamer.
The beat, the bars, the chains, the hoodie, owl sweaters inside her luggage, you gotta love it.
Well, every song sounds like Drake featuring Drake. Still, to this day.
People don't even realize he writes for other people. Like, he's actually the one writing for everyone. Like, he's the GOAT. Some nobody started feeling
himself. A couple somebody started killing themselves. A couple albums dropped. Those are still on the shelf.
I bet them shits would have popped if I was willing to help. And they would have. He's the only one still known for music.
Fuck your list and everything looking gorgeous.
Who else is still known for music? Jay-Z's known for just being some billionaire doing some other shit. Kanye. Lil Wayne.
Wayne, I guess. Kendrick.
This shit for real. All them boys is my will. All them boys is my wills.
Oh my God. Living out a suitcase.
They got me pushing two plates. I wait up. I refuse to wait up. I started a new race.
It's funny when you think a nigga blew up after Lupe. Niggas treat me like I've been here for 10. Some niggas been here for a couple. Never been here again.
He keeps rapping about how he knew he was going to be in a 10-year run.
A young nigga trying to win here again, man. What's up?
He talked about rapping for 10
he
years.
He was tired of motherfuckers saying shit. And it's like, dude, you're not. Do you realize in 10 years you won't be here and I will? He just fucking knew. How did he know? I want to know. Yeah.
5 a.m. in Toronto. When did the song come out? Was that the first timestamp? No, the first timestamp was 5 a.m. in
2015?
Dallas.
2015? 2016? Damn.
Alright.
And we're keeping this on the... Click it. Keeping this in the same...
In the same
actually,
realm?
Just click the top right one.
So this is your number...
This is my number five.
Okay.
And this shit's crazy.
You put Dallas on yours? I didn't put mine.
And it's not just because we live here. This shit's fucking insane.
I can't
find
this.
Let me find the lyrics.
I'm going to find them too.
Yeah. And he made this in like 2010 or something. 2009.
But trusted down to go.
Discussing life and all our common goals. Small kids that smoke weed on a roll. Look how the champagne diamonds.
Like, you gotta think this is 14 years ago.
I'm in the crib stacking money from here to the ceiling. Whatever it is, I got it.
It's clearly appealing.
These other rappers getting
that inferior feeling. I hope you feel it in your soul. Spiritual healing. Take a look at yourself. The mirror's revealing. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. The theory is brilliant.
Dude, he's been telling you guys to stop rapping. What the message was. Sometimes I feel I be spending my money just because. But Weezy, I'm just out here repping us till I get to shake the hand of the man that's blessing us. Yeah, I know these niggas miss the mean lyrics.
Cause he's got the rules.
Dude, he's so good at like multi, dude. Until I lose, for now I'm the game single leader. I fly private so no
one tells me to bring my seat up and book a suite with me and your favorite singer meet up. Who'd you like? Tell me who it is. I'ma make sure that that woman is the next one on my list. I should call it a night, but fuck it, I can't resist. This one is for all the niggas from my city trying to diss. Without a response from me, you really fail to exist. And I'd love to see you fail. That feeling there is the shit, I swear. Pussy
nigga, get your bread up. Bread up. See that the steward is just force your ass to let up. Why your scary ass looking down? Pick your head up. No one told you your disguise is the most ridiculous get up. Nose plugs in now. I can smell a setup. So you just wasting your time. You only making me better. Yeah, I try to tell him don't judge me because you heard stuff. Heard stuff. Cash, that's my brother from the surf club. Yeah. Damn, that nigga
always kept it so hood. Dog, this is a long one.
It's the end that I like. Girls fall through like coins in the couch.
Now we just fucking out of bitches. You warned us about.
What if I don't really do the numbers they predict? Considering the fact that I'm the one that they just picked to write a chapter in history, this shit has got me sick. But if I really do it, don't expect to get a split. Cause this is some shit. Expect for y'all to get. I'm nervous, but I'ma kill it. Cause they about to let the realest team in.
Like, if this is blasting in your car, you're getting fucking hype.
You're getting hype.
And my buzzers tuck the impression, ducking your questions, fucking suggestions. Money gets all of my love and affection. Cars all black like the cover of Essence. I'm allergic to coming in second, but I never sneeze.
Yeah. All right, you can stop it now. Nah, he goes great. I mean, that might be the like the hypest one.
I'm telling you, as far as the beat, it's just a different energy when you're in the car and it's fucking blasting in your.
Yeah.
Like I was just like going through songs. This one came up because I was like, it's pretty good, but like I think of some of the others, like 6 p.m. and 5 a.m. in Toronto. But then I put this on in my car and I was blasting and I was like, what the fuck? This has to go in my top 10.
I thought about putting that one. I just didn't want to put more than two times. It's too easy.
I could have easily filled up like five slots.
Yeah. Like that could have been all of them. All
right. You're number five.
All right. This one is long. So we're going to have to figure out. My number five is Paris Morton.
See, I was thinking there was Paris Morton music and Aston Martin music, and I was like listening to those, and I don't know. I was just like,
You don't have this on your list?
I don't think so.
You can skip like 30 seconds or 30 more seconds. Sorry. He just like sings at the beginning.
Women bitches, but the bitches love it.
Like if I make a Drake playlist, this is on it every single time. Sure. If I'm hanging out, me, Ace, APG, Lethal, and we're in a hotel drinking, we play this.
This ain't the life that I'm used to. Introduced to people I've been introduced to. I love shit like I love like multi syllables like that. The simplest beauty that all of them Southerners had. I'm halfway across the world with dozens of bags. Feeling like all four members are calling me back.
And one nigga, amazing shit.
I got that corny love for you.
That crazy shit. I don't drink every bottle I own. I be aging shit. That engaging shit.
See, I love that. That flow is what, like, I really fuck with. Having lunch
and debating Ferrari prices. 23 and going through a midlife crisis, but trust me, I still deliver like a midwife. Saying I'm the nicest, I just live life like it.
That shit goes crazy.
Like, how do you sit down and write, come up with that?
That shit goes crazy.
Knowing it's gonna sound as cool as it fucking does. because I haven't hit the pinnacle while playing the reach. Yeah, you gotta own it if you want it. Yeah, I definitely thought about this. Baby, I never forget
none of that. Girl, I told you I was coming back.
Yeah, so
what a comeback.
Then it's Drake featuring Drake shit again.
I need any time to do what I
So that's yeah, that, all right. That's mine.
So
now we got top three. No, top four. Top four.
My number four.
Dude,
is...
I already know. I know you're number one, so.
Yeah.
I know you're number one. Damn, dog. We don't have any fucking.
My number four is Say What's Real. This is off the So Far Gone album. His first, I guess, actual album.
Was Thank Me Later a mixtape?
Thank Me Later was album, but it came after.
Oh, it came after.
Came out after So Far Gone. I thought So Far Gone was a mixtape, but like now I think it's counted as an album.
Dude, I didn't even listen to this.
Bro, I used to like when there was
I didn't even listen to this when I was like
when we switched and like joined. Fake Optic and like Immortals and shit. I used to hear this or these lyrics and just relate.
Why do I feel so alone? Is the first of why do I feel
but so alone? Like everybody passing through the studio is in character as if they acting out a movie role. Talking bullshit as if it was for you to know, and I don't have a heart to get these bitch niggas. Like I used to be like, I'm not even like, we're like talking, but like no one. You're just talking to like do your role with. You're not even like talking to me as a person. My privacy about the only thing I need back, but it's hard to think of them polite flows. When Stefano Pilato suits are your night clothes, and Jordan sweat suits are your flight clothes, and you still make it even when they say your flight clothes. Eyes hurt in front of camera phone light shows. Light so full, now the shit is being lipo. Always said I'd say it all on the right track. But in this game, you only lose when you fight back. Black diamond bracelets showing you the basics. I can't live and hold the camera. Someone gotta tape this. I make hits like a bitch that's airy. That God, I just fucked it up. It's too complicated.
You're reading it.
I know. Los Angeles Cabanas or Atlanta South, watch a whole show. Embarrassed to pull my camera out. He loves home.
He loves home. Embarrassed to pull my
phantom out. So I about 5 houses down. She say I shouldn't have it until I have the crown, but I don't want to feel the need to wear disguises around. So she wonder where my mind is, accounts in the minus, but yet I'm rolling around the fucking city like your highness. Got niggas reacting without a sinus, cause what I'm working with is timeless. And promoters try to get me out to their club and say I had fun, but I can't imagine how, cause I just see my ex-girl standing with my next girl, standing to the girl that I'm fucking right now.
Oh shit.
And everybody talks and everybody listen, and somehow the truth just always comes up missing. I've always been something that these labels can't buy, especially if they trying to take a piece of my soul. And Sylvia be telling Taz, damn Drake fly, and he just be like, silly motherfucker, I know that was your bad. How could you pass up on him? He just take them records and he gas up on them. Wayne would probably put a million cash up on just this him. Whole thing is just
the beat is so simple too. At least they tried. It's like, oh. And that's what happened
when you spit and what's there's not even like a snare or a clap
or an 808. It's just like a drum and a bass guitar.
I think for them to do the beat, he took a tom and like just made it a really low pitch.
Oh, really?
Like I think I saw like the fucking making of this or some shit.
Live vicariously through me.
I'm just not the social type in campus. Like, it's crazy, you understand? I could get money with my eyes closed.
Lost some of my hottest verses down in Cabo. So if you find a Blackberry with the side scroll, sell that motherfucker to any rapper that I know, cause he need it much more than I ever will. I'm getting better.
He's rapping about Blackberries. That's how long ago this was.
Put my ass on a pedestal. You just said cause it's yeah, sh-
oh, Kanye made this. Problem with these other niggas, they ain't never real. Yeah, that's all I can say. Like God, dude, it's like hard to even there's some songs where it's like he's spitting so much hard bars and you're like amped and you're fucking, but then there's some songs like this where it's just 3.5 minutes of conscious,
yeah, just conscious
meaningful
rap.
Real shit that's happened in life bars.
Yeah, that was like that. I didn't even listen to that one. All right, this one's a
your
little
number.
My number four is the first verse of Pound Cake.
Really?
You're that's not on yours?
Nah,
dog. Dude, if you can find the lyrics, actually,
Pound Cake Drake lyrics.
No, nah, just play it. We'll just pull up the lyrics. And
I definitely, there were some on this album I definitely listened to, but I feel like, I don't know, if it's not a song that I've listened to a shit ton, I just didn't put it on.
Can you skip like 45 seconds? We had champagne in the studio, of course. Yeah, like right there. Dog. First of all, it's the best beat, like arguably ever.
Yeah, this shit's fire.
I wonder who made it. Did 40 make this?
Probably.
I don't know. After that was El Molino. So Silver just talking women in a veto. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused is hard. Debate and growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and niggas wanna play chess now. What? I can say it twice so I know you meant it. What? I'm authentic, real
name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you gamers at all. My classmates, they went on to be
chartered accounts or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth it. Make everybody have to go through security clear. That shit is crazy. With the ink, I could murder
word of my nigga Irv. Yeah, I swear shit started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
So it's just a quick verse. It's not like a full song.
That right there.
That's it. Yeah.
I mean,
it's just no skips. There's no filler in it.
Yeah.
And I think I got the jokers out of the deck, and now I'm holding all the cards, and people want to play chess now. Like that shit. Like the symbolism in that is.
The realness
unreal.
Of going back to his high school reunion might be worth an appearance just to make everybody go through security clearance.
The rhyme scheme is crazy.
So my number three is 5 a.m. in Toronto,
okay.
But we already played that. So we'll just pretend we played it again.
We did 5 a.m. already. And okay. Yeah. That's your number three.
5 a.m. in Toronto was my number three. You leave me my number two. What is your number three?
I don't know if I want to say to my number two, because I think my number two is your number one. So my number three is the first verse of You and the Six.
Damn. Wait, You and the Six?
You and the Six.
This about his mom?
Yeah.
Or some shit? Having conversations with mama, is that? My life is a mess. Ain't been returning a text.
Dog, he doesn't.
Can we turn those up anymore? The little speakers?
Just start blasting shit. Hey, now we're getting to like the...
Having conversations with mama, and my life is a mess.
That's fine.
Ain't been returning a text, so she been reading the press. She got Google alerts, then shit goes straight to her phone. Worry about me from home. You know she raised me alone. She said I heard you back with you know who. I told a girl I'm always back with you know who. Yeah. And she said, who are we kidding? You're 27, you're just
being you. You're your father's child. I mean, it's like reading a story, like.
At least I always see it through. At least I'm always being true to what you taught me. Retired teacher, but your words still got me evolving. Never get sloppy drunk, but alcohol is problem solving. And look, I hate it when you hate on all my girlfriends and assistants. Always convinced that there's someone better.
Like that girl from the gym who trained you.
I know you want to arrange it. I told me she's free 30. I'm sure that she's an angel, but she don't want this life. Time ain't right. Maybe one day, but even one day with us is the time of a life. We do things that people pay to document. You got the sweetest heart, but I'm not here to give out compliments. Or boost nobody's confidence, mama. I got no friends in this, mama. I don't pretend with this, mama. I don't joke with this, mama. I pull my knife out the back and cut the throat with it, mama. I'm Game of Thrones with mama. I'm home alone with it, mama.
really hate using this tone with you, mama. I really hate getting aggressive on this phone with you, mama. I really hate wasting this time to check the clone with you, mama. It's just a clone of you, mama. Them niggas want to be mama. I'm the one they want to be, mama. I just can't be out here being vulnerable, mama. I mean, I kill them every time they do a song with me, mama. I sing the hooks, they sing along with me, mama. What more they want from me, mama? God damn.
Crazy.
Bro, I forgot that deserves a top 10. 100%.
That shit is.
That might be a top 5.
That shit is Drake my third.
I mean, yeah, but. Damn, I forgot about that. I don't even think.
And then there's
I don't
second
think I listened
verse.
To this.
You can stop it now.
Wait, what's the second verse? We're not going to listen to it, but.
The second verse is about his dad. Having a conversation.
I used to rap on the phone with one of his friends.
But he does one of those mama schemes at the end too. He goes like, he says, I used to get teased for being black. Now I'm not black enough because I'm not acting tough or making stories about where I'm actually from. But I just roll with it, mama. Rolling stone with it, mama. Just be careful around Rolling Stone or anyone that's trying to throw stones at your mama. I'm not condoning it, mama. Like, That shit is, I mean, that's whole like scheme right there was like, okay, that's a top three. I pulled my knife out my back and cut their throats with me. Like that shit, the visualization in that is.
Yeah, that was insane. I'm kind of pissed I didn't listen to it. And like, I probably started it and was just like,
you're like, it's more like a storytelling. Slow, yeah.
But then when you actually, it's fucking bars.
Like the storytelling in that is
all
so
right, my
good.
Number two. Oh shit! Lord knows, Drake. Is this might be dog. This has to still be on your list.
Okay. Wait, what's your number one?
You know what my number one
That's
is.
That's my
then.
Number two.
And this is your number one.
Damn.
Dude, this the amount.
There's no filler. There's not one bar of filler.
The amount of times me and Hitch were in his Jeep at the Scuff House and we're blasting this shit with the windows down. The fucking beat.
The bathroom and the purse right there. I don't trust these hoes at all. But that's just a result of me paying attention.
Oh my God.
Where am I at?
Even a couple porn stars that I'm ashamed to mention.
My only role models.
Half a Jordan, my only role models.
I'm trying to fucking find this shit.
I walk around with all these gold on, and every time I run into these niggas,
they want
no
problems. It goes on for a little bit.
Since then, made me a king.
But it's whatever. If somebody will make it a thing.
And the
more
feet.
Concerned with Christmas in August. Do anything to buy gifts for their daughters.
Oh my God, this song, dude.
I know it so well. I know the hustle so well. Stunt like I'm working overnight. He's right by the motel. Drug money, outfit, record clean. Spend it all on me and my fucking team. Matching Rollies for real. Matching Rovers for real. Places they say they been, we actually going for real. I'm really killing shit. Fuck all the jiggy rapping. I'm going trigger happy just to see my gamers happy. Mixtape legend, underground kings. Looking for the right way to do the wrong things. With my new bitch that's living in Palm Springs. Young ass gamer, lifelong dreams. They take the greats from the past comparis. I wonder if they ever survive in this era. At the time where the recreational pull all your skeletons out the closet like Halloween decorations, I know. Never the flow though. They know I run that. Fuck you all. I
claim that whenever I change rap together, the game back together.
Why am I remained at forever in the same place my brother Wayne at forever?
I'm a descendant of either Marley or Hendrix. I haven't figured it out
because my story is far from finished. I'm hearing all the jokes. I know that they trying to push me. Don't ever mean I'm a pussy. Know that I don't make music for gamers who don't get pussy. So those are the ones I count on to diss me. Your Drake doesn't write his shit.
It's time that somebody paid up.
But if all I hear is me, then who should I be afraid of?
Dog, there's no filler. Very, very scary, like shit you say in the movie. All drinks on the house like Snoopy.
Trill soldiers salute me, Trill.
Like, come on. He kept going and going.
It was
going.
It's nonstop. And then, like, low-key, Rick Ross goes crazy, too. Yeah. It's, like, one of Rick Ross's best.
Having to go after that Drake verse must have been.
I can't imagine having to go after that. Like, dog, that verse, I low-key didn't think you were going to put that on here.
Fuck yeah.
Dude.
The amount of, like, memories to that. All right, so that's your number two, or that's your number one.
That's
so
my
I'm guessing, so I'm just going to type it in.
So this is my number two.
Wu-Tang Forever.
Wu-Tang Forever, the second, the
which
last verse.
This is my number one.
This is your number one.
So we have the both same,
so
same one and
two,
but
yeah,
we flipped.
That's
this
crazy.
This was
we
my
that,
number
crazy.
One. Hitch's current number two.
Can you go like a minute and a half in?
And this is also another Hitch's Jeep Ride blast music. For all my gamers in the back, stadium pat, just glad to see the city on the map. I just gave the city life. It ain't about who's did it first, it's about did it right. Gamers looking like Preach. Open gates is only for a half a million each. I find peace knowing that it's harder in the streets, I know. Luckily, I didn't have to grow there. I don't need to go there, cause that I know there. Don't know what's getting into me. I just like to rush when you see your enemy somewhere in the club and you realize he's just not in the position to reciprocate your energy. You ain't never worried cause he's not who he pretends to be. People like Nazan, who was best friend of me, start to become a distant memory. Things change in that life and this life, started lacking synergy and fucking with me mentally. I think it's meant to be. Paranoid.
That shit is crazy.
Always rolling with my motherfucking boys. But you gotta understand when it's yours, you don't really leave your ass with a motherfucking choice. I just love when I'm with you. Man, this shit is on 10. We used to be friends, girl, and even back then you would look at me with no hesitation and tell me, baby, it's yours.
Nobody else is.
Oh! It's hard to say between one and two. Cause I almost, for some reason, with this one.
It's because well,
I know this by heart, and it's always my, if I'm getting my fucking zone on stream and I want to rap something, I'm blasting this in my headphones and I'm rapping this word for word. But like, Lord knows, is wouldn't be mad at anyone putting it over Wu-Tang Forever.
I mean, there's a lot that I wouldn't be mad. I'm sure a lot of people would put 6 p.m. in New York or 9 a.m. in Dallas,
5 a.m. in Toronto at number one.
A lot
like
of those.
So it was hard.
There.
It was harder than I thought to do this because, like, you're just at first, it's like, let me find all really good Drake verses. Yeah. Then you find 25 of them.
Dude,
and it's just
so
like, dude, now I got
to
narrow this down to 10. Then you get to like 15. Then you get to like 12, and you're like, all right, I'll use these 12. And then it's like, well, what fucking order do they go in?
What order? I knew my number one and I knew my number two.
Yeah.
So I worked up from there.
Yeah. I was pretty much the same way.
But. I mean, yeah, because there was a lot of times where I look at my fucking, like I was like, scratching shit out.
Yeah.
Where is it? It's in here somewhere, but I was like scratching shit out and putting different stuff on. I got Stay Scheming on here. I had Versace on here, Underground Kings, Amen, No Stylist, like, yeah. And
there were a bunch that were my
100.
These aren't even my most listened to Drake songs. These are like I've listened to 100 with Drake featuring The Game or whatever. I've listened to that so many times still wasn't on mine because it was just like how we looked at this was try to find his best verses that we liked. And there were definitely other verses that I personally liked better.
Yeah.
But I know they aren't greater
like
than.
My favorite songs
there's different stuff that hits
these definitely
me
aren't my favorite songs by him. Like these are just like I think my favorite song is probably Star 67, and then like I really like Underground Kings or like Cameras. Like there's a bunch of really good
Cameras. Look what you've done.
Not
in your basement and I'm in love with it. Like I want to put that on there, but I'm like that's one of my favorite Drake verses,
it's
but
like,
it's not the Drake sort of the verses we're looking for.
So we just thought this would be fun because we've been trying to switch things up a little bit.
Let us know what your top 10 is.
Yeah. Let us know what your top 10. I don't know what other artists we could even do. Maybe Wayne. We could probably do Wayne or Eminem. Maybe. I mean, shit. That'd be so hard, but
I'd be down for Eminem.
Let us know if you guys enjoyed it. If you're not, if you're not a Drake fan, I know you guys didn't even make it this far. So shout out to the real ones.
Everyone who's left fucks with Drake. I guess. Yeah, leave us in the let us know in the comments what your top 10 is. What we forgot about, or what you felt deserved to be on this list. But yeah, that's gonna do it. Maybe next episode, maybe get back to some guests and stuff.
Maybe some guests. We'll see.
But
it's the Skump episode.
Yeah,
coming soon.
Yes, I like where the Flycast has been heading lately.
Yep.
But yeah, that's going to do it. Thank you all so much for watching. Shouts out to Center and Corduroy for sponsoring the podcast. As always, see you guys next time. Peace.